Now I march down the gangway into the careful embrace of both my parents. Even my brother Albert and sister Evelina offered little more than sigh-like kisses that barely breathed upon my face. We settled into the family carriage. "Why is Charlotte's dress so tattered?" Evelina asked. "It was a difficult voyage, dearest," my mother answered for me.
"And her gloves are so dirty,"
Albert chimed in.
"Albert,"
Papa reproved him. But then, after we'd gone on apace in silence, my mother said, "Charlotte, your face is so very brown." The sun was hot, Mama.
"I would have thought you'd stay in your cabin," she chided, "reading edifying tracts."
Only the clip-clop of the horses could be heard. I looked past the brim of my bonnet. I found my father's eyes hard upon me, as if plumbing secrets. I cast down my eyes.
"A difficult voyage, my dear," he asked at last. "You were dismasted."
"There was a terrible storm, Papa," I said, appealing to him with my eyes. "Even Fisk, the sailors, called it one of the worst they'd ever experienced. We lost the captain and the first mate." "God in his mercy," I heard Mama whisper.
"Well, yes, I'm sure," my father offered. "But one must be careful about the words we choose, Charlotte. It's well known that sailors have an unhealthy tendency toward exaggeration. I look forward to reading a more sober account in your journal. You did keep it as you were bidden, did you not?"
"Yes, Papa." My heart sank. I had completely forgotten he would want to see what I'd written.
"I'm greatly desirous of reading it."
He wagged a finger at me playfully.
"But mind, I shall be on the lookout for spelling mistakes."
Then, thank heavens, Albert and Evelina insisted upon telling me about our fine house on Benevolent Street. It was bigger than I remembered. Great columns graced the doorway. Huge draped windows, like owl eyes, faced the street. Its full two stories put me in mind of an English fortress. Then we were safely inside, standing in the large foyer before the grand stairway. It seemed immense to me, and dark, cut off, after so many days, from sun and air. With my father looking on, Mama gently removed my bonnet. When she saw my mangled hair, she gasped. "Charlotte," she whispered, "what happened?" "Lice," I heard myself saying, one of the few explanations I'd rehearsed. She gasped again, and before I could restrain her, took up my hands in pity. "Poor girl," she whispered, "such awfulness." Even as she stood there, holding my hands, a strange look passed across her face. Slowly she turned my hands over, gazed at the palms, then touched them with her fingertips. "And your hands," she asked in horror, "they are so hard."
I had to do my own washing, Mama."
"Dear Charlotte, I am so frightfully sorry." "Mother," Papa suddenly said, "perhaps we should move on to our breakfast together." He offered me his arm. I took it gratefully. We walked into the dining room. The table was laid with white cloth, fine china plate, and silver. Breaking from Father, I started to sit.
"Let your mother sit first, my dear," I heard him murmur.